click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You might be well aware that the 1st of August comes up this Friday. And it's an important date, not just for South Africa, but many economies across the globe. Largely because this has been the deadline that has been set in place following the 90-day extension of the Trump Liberation Day tariffs that were implemented in the month of April. Since then, we are well aware that certain regions and nations have already concluded their deals with the US. If you consider the likes of Indonesia, Vietnam, some countries in Asia, and of course the EU, South Africa, our very own DTIC has published a statement just before 5 o'clock today. And in summary, what they do highlight is the fact that they will not retaliate to reciprocal tariffs with the United States, including the fact that they will not be decoupling from the United States either. That essentially means that our trade relationship with the U.S. stays as it stands. Coupled with that, we will follow through with the 30% tariff that has been imposed on us by the White House. Though there are some featured limitations and, of course, exclusions that they are looking to drive into, largely focused on the energy environment when it comes to liquefied natural gas, LNG, agricultural market access, and, of course, firms and industries that play a critical role in mining, metals recycling, and, of course, pharmaceuticals and agri-machinery. We want to get some perspective on this now. The DTI is not speaking, but has published a media release. We have spoken as well to different industry players from the agricultural space. Just yesterday, the Citrus Growers Organization said if these tariffs are implemented as is, potential job cuts could impact their sector in the next quarter. Automobile manufacturers are already looking at diversifying their markets, largely looking at Canada, specifically for companies like BMW. And other players are also looking at new ways to navigate these challenges that might come about. But one person who also speaks and works with many of these clients directly is Donald McKay, the CEO of XA Global Trade Advisors. You'd be well aware that we've spoken to him before here on Kaya Biz, helping us get some context and a better understanding of the influence of tariffs on local trade. Mr. McKay, such an exciting time to speak to you. I can imagine that you've been on countless calls, various emails, meetings nonstop, and keeping up to date with some of the developments that have come through today. I'm keen to get your thoughts and analysis on the statement that was released by the DTIC just a few hours ago.
Good evening. Things have certainly been quite exciting here. So, lots going on. Well, I've looked at the statement. I'm not sure it really tells us a whole lot. Mm. So we still have a problem come the 1st of August. We seem to still be facing the 30% tariff. And, the brief description of what South Africa has offered and seems to be proposing, it's not clear if the U.S. has accepted any of this or not.
Mm. And you're quite right. The very first sentence ends off with the word that this reset and the current impasse between South Africa and the United States is unavoidable. So the way I'm reading this as well is almost a sense of the fact that we are really, just accepting what it is that the U.S. is implementing as tariffs. And there's been little to no room for negotiation and even some concessions. Would my assumption be correct? And if this is the case, how does this impact a myriad of sectors that are in the South African economy?
Yeah, so I read this pretty much the same as you do. I don't really have much to add to that. I think we've kind of made the situation worse by, at a time like this, still not having an ambassador in the U.S. That's just unacceptable, even at normal times, to not have that position filled. And I think this ends up flowing over into all sorts of people privately having visits to the U.S. because there's nobody to kind of talk to on the other side, which I don't think has helped this situation either. The implications for some sectors, particularly fresh fruit, is, I think, going to be quite serious. This year, perhaps not as bad as it will be next season if the problem hasn't been resolved. So citrus, table grapes, I think are going to take a big hit. Cars sit outside of this 30%. They already have their own 25%. And we've seen the terrible impact that has had on Mercedes-Benz in East London, which has stopped production a couple of weeks ago. So extremely severe situation. I would prefer government to be spending more time with our own industries and companies to look at what could be done to support them.
Something else that often comes up in conversation from many economists and specialists and trade advisors as well is the fact that we do need to look at new markets while still maintaining our relationship with the US. I see we're maintaining the relationship with the US, and that's going to take strain in certain sectors, as you said. But this new opportunity of looking for new markets, maybe talk us through, you know, how complex this can be regarding bilateral agreements, regional agreements, and even which new markets to explore and the impact that this also has on the full supply chain of goods and services.
Yeah, that's an easy statement to make, but really difficult to do in reality. If you take citrus, for example, we already export to over 100 countries. So there are not that many countries left. We can only export to countries in the Northern Hemisphere because they are counted as seasonal. Mm-hmm. So there are not that many countries left. If there were all of these other opportunities, companies would already have explored them. The problem with the US in particular is it's not just the volume they take, but also the price they buy at. So you could potentially, for some products, find another market, but you may not get an equivalent margin, which would still put downward pressure on your business and on jobs and so on. Sure. So it's not easy to do. I mean, it is obviously essential to do. So I certainly wouldn't want to criticize the comment, but that is not easy. And the more complex the product is, think of a car, for example, and the very long and complicated value chain. So it's not just the car producer, it's their component producers, and then the raw materials that go into each component. These supply chains get very deep, and they are difficult to suddenly shift if you have a new place you have to go to. So important, but difficult.
Important, but difficult. Something else I'm intrigued for us to revisit, Donald, is a conversation we had back on the 29th of May when you joined us on Kaya Biz. And this was largely on the back of a landmark ruling by the U.S. Court of International Trade that found that President Donald Trump had actually exceeded his legal authority by imposing the global tariffs back in the month of April. And I'm quite keen to understand, you know, where are we on the back of that court case? Because if the courts in the U.S. at one point said, hold on, Mr. President, you actually overstepped your mark here, do these tariffs then still hold water? Because it almost seems as though there's also no certainty to the longevity, the agreement, and the substantiveness of these particular tariffs.
Yeah, so we simply don't know. I mean, as with all things legal, we're in a very weird situation with the U.S. where the president seems to have the support of a large portion of the public to do as he pleases. And of course, the courts rely on the president and the government to follow court orders. Where the president doesn't do that, you know, things become a little scary. So I do think there are all kinds of problems with the tariffs, these global tariffs that the president is imposing. But, you know, that doesn't change the fact that they are likely to be imposed, and that we can probably not do that much from a legal perspective from South Africa. So it'll be up to the importers in the US to really hopefully put some pressure on. And whether they have the appetite to do that, I simply don't know.
Yeah, it's going to be such an interesting time ahead, including taking a look at the impact of many of these influences. Mr. McKay, always a pleasure speaking to you, sir. Really appreciate your insight, your time and your feedback. And I guess like many industry participants, we all are waiting to see how this does influence and impact various sectors of our economy. But one thing certain is that the pressure is on. Thank you again for your time, Donald.
Good evening. Bye-bye.
That is Donald McKay, the CEO of XA Global Trade Advisors.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.